I would completely agree with you on that. I mean, I haven't messed with too much on the Unix side, but on the Linux side, I've run Red Hat, which was okay, but it was mainly focused at enterprise. I mean, my original, you're going to laugh at this, my original install of Linux was Slackware. And Slackware is the beast. It runs, it's almost unkillable, but you have to know what you're doing because you have to go in and configure and compile everything yourself. It's not just insert a disk and do a couple, you know, random things and it's all set, like Red Hat and SUSE and Mandrake were starting to do at that point. Slackware was definitely a very steep learning curve for me, but it gave me a lot of knowledge. So after Red Hat, I went to SUSE, you know, and kind of stuck with that for a while. I really didn't like Mandrake too much. It was just too restrictive, too controlling in certain aspects, which I understand from the security aspect. But when you're running Linux, are we really worrying about that as much as, you know, like Windows? It's not that open. So, yeah. But, yeah, I went to GRCC, got my Linux unit system admin certification and stuff like that. Nowadays, I did try Ubuntu. Didn't care for it. Went back to OpenSUSE for a while. Now I'm running Mint, which is a much kind of cleaner, simpler distro. But there's just so many different flavors of Linux out there that people are confused. You know, what do you pick? What do you run? You know, I remember back when Windows was kind of a thing that was kind of in work and had hoped that it would come to fruition, but it died. So over to you, Mike. Give me a light.
I remember Windows. Yeah, I've played with Windows. That was decent. Everything we're talking about, it just blows anything Microsoft that ever came out with. And I was really disheartened when Windows bought the rights to, when they took over